Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
We want to welcome to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Here under the teaching and tutelage under of the Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. And this is our hour of power of prayer. I'm Apostle Horsley with my wonderful wife, Evangelist Horsley. This is our hour of power of prayer on this Thursday morning. I believe it's the seventh day of September in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. What would you do? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. I believe in miracles. I've seen the souls set free. Miraculously, the chains in one. Redeemed through Calvary, I've seen the lilies push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. Thank you, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your ways. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. And then my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Well, this is the second day of the fast, of the three-day fast that we do every month at this time. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're just thankful today to be here on this hour of power of prayer. We thank God for Pastor Dolly, and hallelujah to God, and the work that God has given her to do. Hallelujah. And she's blessed, and she had blessed us to share in it. Hallelujah to God. She knows that it take a village to raise a child. Hallelujah to God. How much more to reach the world here from this prayer, praise, deliverance ministry. We thank God for everything. Thank God for the laying down last night, the early rising this morning. Able to praise his holy and righteous name.
Yes.
Lord, you're worthy. You're great, O Lord God, and you're great to be praised, O Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you, O Lord God, for this rising, the grand rising this morning, O Lord God, to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise.
Yes.
We which it deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We're so happy to thank you, O Lord God, for waking us up, O Lord God, for calling our name this morning, O Lord God.
Yes.
Realizing, O Lord God, because this is the day that you have made, O Lord God. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We're just coming this morning to give you thanks, O Lord God.
Yes.
The honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Came to my mind early this morning, O Lord God, that Pastor Darlene had access to pray for a special request for God's son, Manasseh, Lord God. And we pray, O Lord God, that that prayer request is answered, O Lord God. We pray also for the safe return, O Lord God, of Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There's just things that just stay on you, Lord God, to pray, O Lord God. We pray for this nation, Lord God. We pray for our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord, because you've given us the victory, O Lord God, over every weakness, shortcoming, failure, every demon, every devil, O Lord God. Lord God, there's no weapon that is formed against us that should prosper, Lord God, and every tongue that rises up against the children of God, against the saints of God, you will condemn, O Lord God. God, I thank you, O Lord God, to be able to be here, Lord God, to stand in the gap, O Lord God, and to pray, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Asking, O Lord God, that you do come, Lord Jesus, O Lord God, and visit each and every one, O Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for the revelation knowledge, O Lord God. We thank you for a time of fasting and praying, O Lord God, a time that we could be intimate with you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, where we could enter into your courts with thanksgiving, O Lord God, with songs and praise and spiritual songs, O Lord God, and bless your name because of the God that you are, O Lord God. From afar, Lord God, you rule, O Lord God. You reign, O Lord God. You heal bodies, O Lord God. You touch souls, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we're not going to pray about the chaos, O Lord God. We're going to command the chaos to be still this morning, O Lord God. Situations to be still. Bills, hallelujah. Financial straits to be gone, hallelujah, Lord God, because we're going to walk into that kingdom of yours, O Lord God, understanding, O Lord God, because we are children of the kingdom, O Lord God, that you provide for everything, O Lord God, according to Psalms 24, Lord God, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We understand in this morning, O Lord God, that you have established this thing upon the flood, O Lord God. Upon the oceans, upon the water, Lord God. Yes, establish the whole world, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power in your word today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Understanding, Lord God, you have blessed us this morning, Lord God, and we understand, O Lord God, that in the beginning wasn't nothing but a word. And besides that, there wasn't nothing. And when we found out what was going on in the atmosphere, Lord God, it was just a word, and that word was God, O Lord God. And with that word, O Lord God, the word was with God. And without you, Lord God, and your son, which is the word, wasn't anything made that was made, Lord God. So we're going to stand, O Lord God, on the consecration, O Lord God, on the fast, O Lord God. We bring these sacrifices to you, Lord God, not eating, O Lord God. Some bought telephones, O Lord God. Some bought TV programs, O Lord God, to lay them down, O Lord God, that they may have a time with you, O Lord God. Lord God, in spite of things that are going on, the chaos, O Lord God, beside the brutal attack against the saints of God, O Lord God, against our faith, O Lord God, against the constant battle, Lord God, of the adversary attacking, O Lord God, trying to persuade us to change our mind, O Lord God, of the commitment to commit ourselves to Christ, O Lord God, on that vow that we ask you to come into our life, O Lord God. Lord God, we're going to stand on that blood covenant that we have with you, O Lord God. We already have been baptized, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, let us feel the power, Lord God, of that resurrection life, O Lord God. Give us strength, O Lord God, to fight these little minor battles, O Lord God. Lord God, we have no need to fight in the battle anymore, Lord God, because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord this morning, Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, God, where which we deserve in the name of Jesus, God. You're protecting business, O Lord God, the entrepreneurs, O Lord God. In spite, O Lord Lord God, what the system's doing, oh Lord God, in spite of the chaos of the government, Lord God, besides, Lord God, we rebuke every rumor, Lord God. Lord God, we want to cast down this morning, oh Lord God, every vain imagination, God, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ and bring it into the obedience of Christ, oh Lord God. For God has spoken once or twice, and I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Lord God, we know no other God besides you, Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, we have our being, oh Lord God. We're able to stand, oh Lord God, besides the aches and pains, oh Lord God, and the carbuckles that come up, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We battle against every hindrance. Spirit, Satan, Lord God, rebukes you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to stand in the presence of God. We're standing on holy ground, oh Lord God. We're standing in the presence of Lord God. We enter into your court with thanksgiving, with songs and praise, oh Lord God. Lord God, we take our harps out of the willow tree, oh Lord God, and let the melody of God play in our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we're looking still yet at this time of year, Lord God, for those that are getting married, oh Lord God, the good news, oh Lord God. Lord God, we still telling it, Lord God, in the supermarket, everywhere we go, oh Lord God, that Jesus Christ is Lord, oh Lord God, that you have gave your son, oh Lord God, that died on Calvary's cross, oh Lord God, that was a blood covenant, oh Lord God, that precious blood of Jesus, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that flowed from Calvary Mountain, oh Lord God. Lord God, lift us up today with we belong, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Rebuke high blood pressure, blood, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, oh Lord God. Lord God, touch the heart, oh Lord God. Let that blood flow on the disobedient children. Let it flow on wayward husband, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we call heaven and earth in the remembrance, oh Lord God, that you said as long as we obey you, oh Lord God, that you will put none of these afflictions on us as you put on the Egyptians, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You're the God that said, if my people were to call by my name to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, oh Lord God, you promised, oh Lord God, to hear from heaven and to heal the land, oh Lord God. So here we stand, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, worshiping you, oh Lord God, adoring you, oh Lord God, bringing out requests before you, God, in the name of Jesus, not our requests only, oh Lord God, but the requests of the people, oh Lord God, about the schoolhouse, about the situations, oh Lord God, about the drive-by shootings, oh Lord God. These things we want them to be done, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for a stronger hedge about us, oh Lord God, a hedge of protection, oh Lord God. Lord God, we call for leaders of angels, oh Lord God, to protect us, oh Lord God, and our grandchildren and friends and neighbors, oh Lord God, and our neighborhoods, oh Lord God. Lord God, so many things are happening, Lord God, don't have time to think, oh Lord God. The mind begins to slip, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. But every now and then, oh Lord God, we just have to cry out to you, Lord God. Every first of the month, oh Lord God, we got to come before you, Lord God, with prayer and supplication, oh Lord God, and declare fast, oh Lord God. We pray, God, for strength in the body, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to continue in this fast in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, to stamp out the enemy, oh Lord God, to break the powers of darkness, oh Lord God, to unloose the wicked bands, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. To proclaim the glory of God, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah to those that abound, oh Lord God. We pray for our brothers and sisters, oh Lord God, that are in prison, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray that you send angels, oh Lord God, to minister on to the people, oh Lord God, that are on death row, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, there are some demons that have managed to get in the bodies on this earth, oh Lord God, is causing chaos down here, oh Lord God. Lord God, if you just send help from on high this morning, God, we'll give that name the honor, the glory, the praise we were to deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for, oh Lord, the leader, Lord God, not the leader, Lord God. We pray for stands at the helm, oh Lord God, the visionary, oh Lord God. We pray for Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God. We pray for a whole entire family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The Kennedy family, Lord God, the sisters, the brothers, Lord God, the well-doing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray that you send angels, oh Lord God, protect her mind, protect the vision that she has, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we continue forth in this hour of power. power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for the network, oh Lord God. Everyone that's on the line, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for connecting these bugs that are in these telephones, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray, oh Lord God, for that bondage that some have, oh Lord God, the addiction to holding that cell phone all day long, oh Lord God. Some can't even use the restroom without carrying the cell phone with them, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come before that face, oh Lord God, and we like prayers to prosper in this hour, oh Lord God, for changes in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. God, we praise you, and we worship you, Lord God, because you're a great God, and you're worthy to be praised. Lord God, we just reverence you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we want to pray for Pastor Biden, President Joe Biden, Lord God, his wife, oh Lord God, the Vice President, First Lady Kamala Harris, oh Lord God. We pray that you protect these people, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray against these wars, oh Lord God, and rumors of war, oh Lord God. We pray, Lord God, not for finances, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen the economy, Lord God, that you would strengthen our ability to manage better, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you touch, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Make us better stewards, oh Lord God, of your money, oh Lord God. Make us better stewards of the word of God, oh Lord God. Teach us, oh Lord God, in the way that we should go this morning. And we'll give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's Thursday morning. And we're on the battlefield again.
Oh, yes.
Songwriter wrote the song, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord.
Oh, yes.
I promised God that I was just going to serve him until I die.
Yes.
That's where we at. There's no place to retreat to.
Yes.
From here, and at this age, we have a made up mind to just enter into the rest of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. It speaks about it. We have a very beautiful scripture for the week. We have scriptures that we were fasting on and praying on and standing. Hallelujah to God. And I'm going to let the wife come and in a minute. There's something that's come up the mind there right now. It's a matter of concerning our families and our children. And I it just come across my mind here. We have to pray. And we have to go back to binding the devil in the name of Jesus, you know. Because sometimes we go through difficult times and we're determined to stand. Sometimes it seems like things are just crumbling and falling apart. And what we see from what we see, they are. But thanks be to God that gives us the victory. During the fast, hallelujah to God. With fasting, you can do because a lot of us, some of us, I'm not going to say a lot of us, some are on medication and some just can't fast, hallelujah to God. And some bring the best that they can, hallelujah, and present it before the Lord, just as the widow with the two mites that gave out of the pendants, that gave out her need, hallelujah to God. And that's what we do when we come to fast and pray, realizing that so many people are there and and the spirit of death is real. And what happened was coming to my, is that a lot of people have lost many loved ones and people have transitioned, couldn't figure it out. And the thing that gets me there, sometimes God calls people's name to you. It was a person kept calling their name for months here on the radio, in the prayer, the corporate prayer at the end, calling their name, calling the family. I said, where is this person? They're not feeling well. Tell them to call them, give them a number.
Yes.
And these are not unsaved people. These are people that know God. They have gave their life to God. I'm not judging them when I say this word. They have a zeal of God. Now to call it out. As long as the money was flowing in and the lawsuits were coming and they praise God, oh, thank you, God, and hallelujah. But they forget to worship God. They forget to study his word, hallelujah, God. And then because of the nature of things, the adversary crept in on the way. I believe Jude speaks of it. There are clouds without water in your feast of chariot. And it's beginning to start taking people out of a family, you know, just started taking them. Start jumping around from this one before you could go a month, not even a month go by, 2 months gone before another one came. And then it's because you have to secure your relationship with God. You have to get up. We get up in the morning, we come to the prayer line because we want that closer walk with God, that intimacy with God.
Yes.
And what happened, they wasn't checking their surroundings. I'm not saying that, I can't physically say that they did not study, but they did not apply the life application word, the words of life, Jesus Christ. They forget about how God sent his son, hallelujah to God, to die, and that blood was shed, hallelujah to God. How he put his very own son, all that he had for the bosom, took him out of there, gave him a flesh body to walk around now in the inn,
yes,
to be with us, that he would know what we're going through.
Yes.
And he sacrificed him on Calvary's hill to give us the right to the tree of life.
That's right.
And then when they call you up, there's so much of grief. And I said, for 2 months, 3 months, maybe more, God is calling this person, calling them. Sometimes you say, okay, we call you on the prayer. No, God has sometime, not sometime. When God calls you, he have a word for you. When God calls you, he knows what situation you're going through. When God calls you, he knows your weakness that you're going through in your body. When God calls you, he have work for you to do. He said, his desire is to give you the kingdom of heaven. That's why God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness. And all these other things that we're peddling around with will be added on to you. Hallelujah to God. But everybody, a lot of times we seek, I'm going to get off of here now. A lot of times we just seek the right hand of God. We seek the blessing of God. But there's a battle going on. There's a war going on. We can't even get no rest because the phone is ringing, hallelujah to God. Every now and then while you're going through, God bringing people back to your mind that this person that called in this prayer request, they're going through. This is a continuous life of prayer, serving the Lord with prayer and supplication. It says, make your request known, hallelujah to God. There are people that are suffering with kidney problems, disorders, hallelujah, all manner of cancer are eating up the saints of God, and God is calling us to a holy calling.
Yes.
We have to get like Anna, be able to serve the Lord with fasting and prayer. This body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. This body here, right here, it's a temple of God. This is the church. When you get up in the morning, when you put it on the floor, you're putting the church on the floor, 1 foot at a time, hallelujah to God. You're vessels of the Most High God. You're not who your parents name you are. You're children of God. You're brothers and sisters of Christ. You're sons and daughters of Christ, hallelujah to God. You have to walk toward that vocation, hallelujah to God. You have to wear this world like a loose garment, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for it. I didn't want to lose all the broadcast time, hallelujah to God. But this time belongs to God.
Yes.
It's a sacrifice. It's a life-long commitment that was made, hallelujah to God, that we would stand because God pulled us up out of the muck and miry clay, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
He set us upon a rock to say hallelujah to God. Sometimes the jobs are messing up, you know, things are coming up. There's just chaos all over the place. There's something strange going on. There's something that has been let loose in this land. I said it years ago, the prophecy was not of God, hallelujah to God. Right now, it looks like they've taken everything. They just keep raising the price and raising the price. Hallelujah. It's like the people, they're not using wisdom. Don't know how to save God. They know of God. Many of them know of God, but it's not according to knowledge. Why are they letting them raise the price of all the gas and stuff? Hallelujah. Raising the price in the food store. The cake said, well, the honey bun was a dime at one time when I came up. Raise it up to 50 cents. Now the honey bun's a dollar. Hallelujah, you guys. They're not giving you nothing for what you have. The taste of the food, everything's changing. Hallelujah to God. It's time to get back in the face of God and ask, what's your name? Lord God, what have you called Anthony to do? What did you call the wife to do? What have you called the young Abraham to do? Celeste Joy, hallelujah to God. Benjamin, oh Lord God. What did God call you to do? What did God call your children to do? Hallelujah to God. You came here with a gift, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
And your gift is here to impact the world, hallelujah to God. Well, Jamila, she's a teacher. Her job is to impact, hallelujah. So we all have things to do in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
It's a divine calling. I'm going to let the wife come. Hallelujah to God. We're going to let expound on the word. Hallelujah to God. And the gift of God. Hallelujah to God. Then we're going to come back. We're going to try to keep it short. Get your prayer request. Hallelujah to God. And give time over to Pastor Dolly to expound on the fast. It might be vision and stuff. Please be mindful of the time, hallelujah to God, because this is the second day of fasting and we need to get strengthened and fortified and move on in Jesus' name. So without further ado, hallelujah to God, we want to bless God. And Brandon Saucer, she read the scripture of the week. Thank you, God. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. We give praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God. Truly, we thank you, Apostle, for that beautiful prayer and even the words of exhortation. Truly, we are excited today about what Jesus is doing. You know, we're learning, and God is teaching us daily, how to magnify Jesus above our situations. You know, it gets to the point sometime where we are complaining and murmuring and making idols of the situations, but not realizing that Jesus is the problem solver. He has solved our problems in the past, and we have to trust him to continue to solve our problems in the future. We've got to know Jesus is bigger than any problem or situation we may have, but we have to learn, and he's teaching us how to worship God, how to praise him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, we pass our tests, you all, as we go through these trials and tribulations through singing songs of praise and worship before the Lord. This is what the enemy does not want us to do. He wants to distract us with all kinds of situations that we may be presented with. But nevertheless, we do give honor to our Lord and Savior. On today, we do honor our visionary, praise God, our beloved Pastor Darlene Bundage, a powerful and anointed woman of God for such a time as this. And this is our, praise the Lord, our scripture of the week, praise God. And we do honor as well every facilitator. My God, we have some powerful facilitators anointed and appointed by God. Okay, our scripture of the week is Romans 14, verses 17 to 19. I'm reading it out of the English Standard Version, and it reads like this: For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God, glory be to God, and approved by men, glory be to God. So then let us pursue what makes for peace, for the mutual building, hallelujah, and referring to the building of the kingdom of God, hallelujah, the kingdom of God. And we have to realize that in this particular scripture, Apostle Paul is making reference to the fact that there were little contentions going on there between the Jewish and the Gentiles, and what the Gentiles were making a discussion on. They were saying that certain foods that the Gentiles were serving or had were offered to idols, and they didn't believe that we should eat unclean meats and all that. But Apostle Paul is raising them to a level of unity and truth, where he's letting him know that God's kingdom, hallelujah, is not about what you're eating and drinking, but it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. This is why Apostle Paul says, for the kingdom of God, which represents Christ, he's our king, we're his constituents, we are the children of the king, and hallelujah, our effort should not be in tearing one another down because of what one is eating or drinking, or what one is not eating or drinking, but recognize that the kingdom of God ought to be about our relationship with God, standing in the right standings with Christ, pleasing him, hallelujah, in all things, walking in the spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, hallelujah, obeying the law of God, obeying the word of God. This should be what should be stressed, hallelujah, not, hallelujah, what you're eating and drinking. They were nitpicking over things that really didn't matter. And Apostle Paul was trying to let them know, don't allow what others eat or drink cause division in the body. You know, we have to be careful for the spirit of division, which we know confronts those in our homes. We have to be very careful of how we are allowing the enemy to divide families, to divide marriages because of the nitpicking things, instead of coming together with the truth of the kingdom of God, hallelujah, which is love. Listen, the kingdom of God is love. God is love. God demonstrated his love for us. Even while we were sinners, he died for us. He gave himself for us, saints. We've got to remember that our mission ought to be about love. Jesus went about showing love while he was on this earth. He united of people. Hallelujah. When Jesus came, tore down the walls of partition, hallelujah, between the Jew and the Gentile. He said, now we are one people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the Holy Spirit, let me tell y'all, there is no gender. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, we're not divided on sex, boy or girl. Hallelujah. We are one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are going to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth and stop the foolishness of judging others based on what they eat, drink, or whatever else they may do. Now, what's important is we know God says our body does not belong to ourselves. We have to be careful how we're serving God. We got to serve him in spirit and in truth. The word of God lets us know that we must present our bodies as living sacrifices unto the Lord, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Glory be to God. So we have to understand those that come to him must come to him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Recognize that God honors our obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah. All these other differences, hallelujah, really don't matter. It matters that a person's life be changed. We cannot think that people will be changed without Christ. A lot of people try to inject the word in people who are not saved, but what must happen is they must be saved first. Hallelujah. Then, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost would do the cleansing of the persons. You know what I mean? So it's important that we recognize that the Holy Ghost will sanctify the soul that comes to him. We cannot inject Christ into people who are unsafe or rebellious in any way against the authority of Christ. You're beating, like they say, you're beating a dead horse there. But the thing is, we must recognize that we must, hallelujah, preach what Jesus preached. Jesus said, ye must be born again. We have to share it with our children. We got to share it with others. You must be born again. Then we can begin to preach to them the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then they can begin to mature in Christ. But we cannot expect those who are unsaved to worship God in any way, to love God, to love others, because this is their mindset have to be changed. This is why Jesus said, hallelujah, blessed are the pure in heart. The only way they can be pure is they got to come to Christ. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Jesus says, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Our job as saints of God to the unsaved is to pray for their salvation. And then we can preach to them the gospel. Other than that, you're just, you know, you speak, your words are in vain. That's why he said, don't cast your pearls before the swine. My God, we've got to recognize and discern, hallelujah, how we are dealing with individuals, hallelujah. But here in this particular scripture, Apostle Paul is saying, he's speaking to saved people here right now. He's saying, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness. In other words, being in right standing with Christ, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. The only way, saints, we can keep the law, the only way we can keep the word is by the Holy Ghost. This is the purpose of Jesus coming, number one. He came that we may have the power over the law of sin and death. Jesus came and gave us the victory. He rose victoriously, hallelujah, on the third day. He shed his blood, y'all, for the remission of our sins, that we may walk in the righteousness of God, that we may walk in love, loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind. These things matter. This is what Paul is saying. Make sure that you're loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your mind, with every fiber of your being. We need to love God. If we're going to love God, then we're going to hate sin. We don't hate the sinner. We got to get this straight here. We love the soul, but we do hate the sin. And we must preach the gospel to those who don't know Christ, letting them know, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Let them know that Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through Jesus Christ. Jesus says he will not cast down anyone who come to him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we have to understand that Jesus is all we need. Hallelujah. As we fast, saints, as we pray, as we consecrate these few days, if I was you, I would make up in my mind that I'm going to live a consecrated life. We need to live a life separated for the glory of God, that we are going to embrace God's truth and his word. This is all referred in righteousness when we begin to loving the word of God, obeying the word of God, hallelujah, loving my neighbor as myself, glory be to God, not rendering evil for evil, no. People do you evil, you pray for them, that the love of God, hallelujah, may penetrate their heart. Pray that soul be saved, hallelujah. The people who are dealing in racism, witchcraft, all of these are demonic spirits. We need to pray that these spirits be bound and cast out of them in the name of Jesus. But we've got to recognize that the kingdom of God is all about righteousness, which I just said, reading the word, obeying the word, studying the word, applying it to our lives in various situations. Hallelujah. And peace. And joy in the Holy Ghost. We need to be singing words, the songs of Zion. Hallelujah, as Apostle alluded to early. Don't hang your hearts on the willow tree as the Israelites were doing. But we have to learn in the midst of the trials, y'all, in the midst of the tribulations that we all going to go through, Jesus said himself, in this world, you will go through tribulation, but I've come that you may overcome as I have overcome. He said, be of good cheer. What is he saying, y'all? We've got to be inspired and have good cheer through the word of God. David said, Lord, your word have I hid in my heart. Hallelujah. That may not sin against thee. Weeping may endure for a night, saints, but joy cometh in the morning. Know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of them all. The same God that delivered us yesterday will deliver us today, tomorrow, and forever, saints. Our God changed. People change. Let me tell you, people will change. God won't change. Put your trust, all of your trust in God. Glory be to God. I love that word of God there in Proverbs. Solomon reminds all of us. Glory be to God. He reminds us, hallelujah, over there in Proverbs. He said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Many of us are leaning on our understanding. And what we understand, it don't mount to a hill of beans, as they say. But we got to trust the word of God. God said that your seed will be blessed. God promised us that our seed would be blessed. He promised that he would deliver the seed of the righteous. We got to believe that no matter how difficult our children may be, grandchildren may be, trust God to deliver them. Listen, the same God that delivered us out of our mess, I know I was messed up when I was a teenager, on up until my 20s. I was a foolish lady, I must admit. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, I was drawn into the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. I recognize Jesus chose me. He chose you. All of you on this line must rejoice in the fact, take joy in the fact that you are special in God's sight. Before you was even in your mother's womb, God ordained you to be saved. He ordained you to come out of a life of darkness into the marvelous life of his dear darling son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible said, before the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain. Why? Because Jesus loves us. He knew that we needed an atonement. He knew we needed to be redeemed out of the kingdom of darkness into the glorious kingdom of God. Saints of God, we need to be rejoicing. I don't understand how some people say they stressed out and they going through this. It's because we are not in the face of God. We've got to keep seeking him, y'all. We just can't say we sought him because of our soul salvation. We got to say we sought him. No, we got to seek God every day. Hallelujah. To lead us in what we need to be doing so that we don't get to the place where we are dried up. We are angry people that we, hallelujah, are not flowing in the joy of the Lord. What do the enemy come to do, y'all? To steal. Steal what? Steal your faith. Steal your trust. Steal your joy. Steal your peace. Come on. We've got to recognize the work of the enemy, y'all. And we got to stop him. And the only way we can intercept what he wants to do is to pray. Praise God. Fast. Keep on reading the word. Keep on asking God for revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Keep seeking to go higher in him. Keep seeking to go deeper. Say to God, I pray that I may have said something that would help you along your Christian walk. Truly, we are better than blessed. We need to be the happiest people, the most joyfulest people, hallelujah, in the world. This is why Jesus said, let your light so shine. The light is the joy. The light is the truth. The light is the pure way we're living in love. They see love even in spite of the hatred that we see all around us. We're yet able to love. We're yet able to forgive because Jesus forgave us. So we got to forgive. I love you all. Continue to stay in the love of Jesus Christ because, hallelujah, we are representatives of the kingdom of God, y'all. Everywhere we go. Love you. All right, Apostle, take us further. All right.
Thank you, sweet. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So I said, I got righteousness. I got
peace.
Yes.
Joy.
Yes,
the
Holy Ghost. I draw water from the well.
Yes. That's right.
We're going to break now. We're going to shift gears. We're going to pass the dollar.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
I'm quite sure that you have testimony of God and God and hallelujah for you. We're going to pass the dollar in that you may have lightness to take us further in this hour of power, and we'll get your prayer requests in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Darlene, you gave me the wrong phone.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
This is a wonderful time to be here. And thank you, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Wonderland, for the sharing of the word and the prayer this morning. It's just always so beautiful to hear you expound and just tell us things that some things that maybe some of us didn't know, but then there are things that we're being reminded of. And I'm just glad how you, both of you all brought out your different subjects this morning. And Apostle Horsley asking, what is your calling? We all have a different calling in our lives, but every one of us are called to love, as our Evangelist Wonderland shared today. Just the details of how she brought that out was just so beautiful. We appreciate that. And so this morning I do want to request prayer. Our sister Gladys is requesting prayer for Michelle and Tanya as they are traveling to the funeral down in Florida, and then healing for her and for her strength in the Lord. Also want to request prayer for Benjamin, my grandson. Just want to keep him in prayer, covered in prayer, thanking God for him being able to stay focused in class and to turn in his homework. I mean, that's just one of the very easy things that you can do, is do your homework. You don't tell your mom and dad that you did your homework and then you really don't do it. So you have to do that. So we're going to pray for Benjamin to keep his focus and do the right thing in school. And also I'm requesting prayer for release of money. There are two different people who owe me some money, and we're just praying and thanking God in advance for them to release that to me very soon. Also, we're glad for our pastor, Scholastica, who has returned. We'll give her a chance to maybe share a few things if she's open for that this morning. So we're just going to open the floor for her this morning right now, and then we'll go back to prayer requests and all that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Scholastica, we can't hear you if you're talking. Okay. Maybe she's not available to speak, but I do see that she's back in the country or available to get to the line. So we're just going to open the lines for everybody else. If you have a prayer request, support, if you have something you want to share concerning the word that you heard this morning, you can do that today, right now. Amen.
Sorry about that. I was on mute, and I am at work, so I cannot necessarily share liberally. And hope I will get a chance next week. Sorry about that. Thank you.
No problem.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So anybody else, if you have something you want to share this morning, praise God, you're able to do that now.
Good morning. It's Sister Yvonne. I thank God for seeing this, being here, wake me up this morning for this brand new day. And my blood pressure went down. I came home from the hospital, but I get this headache, come and go. But I want to pray request for that, and just thank God for being here. Amen.
Amen. Let's give God praise for her coming home. She was in the hospital yesterday. Let's praise God for the prayers and the answer. Hallelujah. Thank you for the divine of God, how you brought her out, God. And we believe God that you take away the headaches of God, to remove the headaches from her body and from her mind, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth is for the men. Lord, you said that you are the one who heals. We thank you for that healing today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God, praise
Glory.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Good morning, this is Good morning, this is Sister Alice Marie. I have prayer requests for
Nancy been going through something. I don't know what's going on with her, but she been trying to sue Renisha, who have a nonprofit for a gym, because she told her she'll use her later when she's able to, you know, get parking, closer parking, because she was having issues to having to walk. So to the stadium. So let's just pray that God work out whatever going on through her. The first one was denied. Mm-hmm. And now she's still trying to get people to write letters saying they get paid. And let's pray for Renisha that God cover her through and give her peace while she's getting out, you know, being sued by Nancy. Nancy keep carrying on and on. Also pray for me. I have issues in the apartment. I just moved in. Pray that they resolve all these issues, you know, so I can be comfortable where I'm at. Thank you. And thank y'all for bringing the word this morning.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Chris. And I'm asking for prayer for Denver. He's having some issues in school. They kind of like put him out of the school. But I'm praying that they give him another chance. And he's trying to get behavioral therapy for him. So just keep him lifted up in prayer, please.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I would like for y'all to pray for me. I'm getting ready to start Bible school next Wednesday, which is the 13th. I'm on my way out to meet one of my teachers I had in the beginning. I'm going on my 13th year in Bible school, I believe. And we're studying the book of John, and I just need y'all prayers. That I just stay focused, like you said, about your little grandson, you know, and be committed to work with Bible lesson that I get every week. And I love spending quiet time with Lord, but I just ask for y'all to pray with me and just spend a little bit more. And I just thank you for the message, the part that I did hear, and I heard the other prayer requests and testimony for all the blood pressure going down. I shared my testimony with that. I stopped taking Tylenol, Advil, and all that other stuff because I read up on the turmeric. And it says, if you're taking the turmeric, you don't need all of that. And I'm a witness. I believe I'm going on my 90 days just because I got the tea, I got the little pills, and because I am diagnosed. I'm diagnosed with chronic pain. I've been like this since, the day that the World Trade Center was hit. That September, that October, I've been everything. But my healing is continual praising and thanking God and letting, you know, people know what God has done for me. And I refuse to take the next one, less to have pain patches and being a recovering addict. 32 years clean. I know just for today, I need to watch what I do put in my system. And I just tell y'all, young ladies and young men, I'm so, so grateful to each and every one of y'all. Just to know, y'all been praying for a long time. And y'all not tired yet. I desire to be a Me Too person as well. Thank you. And everyone have a great day.
Amen. Thank God for our sister Sheila coming off the different painkillers. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
And thank you, Lord, that you're healing your body completely. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for the victory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody else before we start praying our course of prayer today?
Yes.
Good morning.
This is Sister Linda.
Good morning, this is Teresa, and I'm just requesting prayer for the family of Kim Coleman. I found out yesterday that she passed away, so I'm just asking prayer for her entire family. She has, I believe, 3 young boys that attend my children's school, so just asking prayer for that family.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Linda, I heard your voice.
I like to have prayer for Janelle Freeman. She's in the nursing home. And Laura McIntosh, they both have cancer. So I want to believe in God will deliver them from it, even though they say it's terminal. But God is able.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, well, if we don't have any other prayer requests, we're going to come together. And if you didn't speak your request already, just speak it out while we're praying. God knows all things, so let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning once again for the opportunity, God, to be in your presence, Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand pleasure forevermore. Lord, we're so grateful today, Father, for the gladness of God, for the life of God, giving us strength, oh God, for the strength of your song, and you have become our salvation, and you to live who you have to be, oh God, to continue to bless and heal her body, and you to give us strength, oh Heavenly Father. We're grateful for that ground morning.
So we thank you for that today. We pray for Benjamin. We pray for Denver. We pray for these young boys, oh God, that you help them, oh God, that they will look to the hills from whence cometh their help, Lord. Their help comes from you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray, God, today for a sense of reconciliation in their hearts, oh God. They will have a heart for learning, oh God. They will have a heart for doing what is good and equitable, even in the classroom, oh God, to get the lesson, oh God. We pray, God, today that you give Denver a second chance, oh God, that they will allow him to come back to school, oh God, if you don't get the school year for someone to be put out of class, oh God. We pray, God, today for Denver, Lord. We pray for Benjamin, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we pray, about what you have in your word, oh God, for us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for Sarah's healing, that you cover her mind, oh God, and help her to have the mind of Christ, Lord, that she will be able to remember those things that she studies, oh God, to apply those things, oh God, to help others. And to go along the way, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing in her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. We pray that to help her, heal her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. We pray in your name, God. Every part of her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, chronic pain be removed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we came out of the Holy. In Jesus' name, God. And we pray for Kim's children, oh God. Pray for her family, oh God. And she has left in her room, oh God. Protect those boys, oh God. And help them to be in a place, oh God, of love and of comfort, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray for them, oh God, that they will not be too distressed, oh God, because of the loss of their mother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do pray for Janelle and Laura, who is cancer, Lord. We know, God, today that you are the mighty God, you are the healer, God. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, Lord. If there's anything in our body that's sickening, Lord, take it out, oh God, to the all the cancer cells in our bodies, God. Have it, Lord. We are sick of them, oh God. God. Yes, Lord, we praise your name, God. We bless you this morning, oh God, because you are the powerful God. You are the mighty God. Lord, you told us to call on you, and you will answer, God, and show us great and mighty things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, we praise you today, oh God, because you are doing great things, oh God. It is marvelous in our eyes. Thank you for covering each and every one of us, oh God, and protecting us, oh God, from the tricks and schemes of the devil, oh God, because we do have a whole world of God. We pray for Apostle Horsley, Sister Wonderland, oh God, Sister Linda D, oh God, Sister Linda T, God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Yvonne, oh God, Sister Lucinda, Lord, Sister Chris, God, Sister Marie, oh God, Sister Mary, Lord, Sister Gladys, oh God, Sister Grace, Lord, Sister Glenda, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, my confession. Lord, we pray for each and every one of our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Grace, oh God, Pastor Scholastica, oh God, Darlene B, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sheila, Lord Jesus, and Sister Marina, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Sister Francisca, God, we pray for her today, oh God. Sister Melba, Lord Jesus. Yes, my God, we just praise you today, God. And we pray, God, today for every one of our family members of God connected to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Sister Lois, Lord Jesus, praise your name, God. We just thank you, Lord, today for just giving us all peace, Lord. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Lord. You keep us in perfect peace in our mind. Our stay on you, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, Lord. Glory to God, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we thank the Lord this morning for all these prayers of fervent. The effective prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So there's much power in the prayers. And where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, we know that he's in the midst. And when we touch and agree, we know that God hears and he answers prayer. One can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we're grateful for all of the word of God. Thank God for each and every one who comes to share in what we're doing here. And you know, there's power in just coming together and having the same mind and the same heart. So I'm grateful for the spirit of unity here, the spirit of just coming together and doing God's work and his will. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so this morning as we're leaving, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words and send them back to the sender. They shall not come to pass. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that the word of God is a lamp to our feet
and a light unto our pathway. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and by men. And I decree that the floodgates of heaven are opened over our lives in Jesus' name. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives in Jesus' name. And I am grateful and I am decreeing that we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. And we are victorious through Jesus Christ. Glory be to God in the highest. And I make a declaration that the devil is under our feet. We resist that devil and he flees from us in Jesus' name. And I decree that every financial mountain is removed from our lives. And I decree once again, we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings belong to us in Jesus' name. So let us continue to love one another. I do love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back, loving yourself. Thank you for loving your family, your friends, and your foes. Hallelujah. That is the ultimate, to love your foes, that they will come into the kingdom of the Most High God. So let us go today in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And as we continue our fast, let us listen to the voice of God. Write down the things that the Lord is speaking to you. Look back over them as you go through your lives and know that God is there for you. And he's doing great things and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a beautiful day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.